Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
This is a podcast while walking, talking about the Glenbrook Historical Society, what's happening down there, some of the programs that we're doing. Now, what's happened is that I walked up to a mate's place, my mate Dennis, who's the head of the Glenbrook Historical Society, and listened back to the podcast. For some reason, it's rubbish. So this will perhaps be the version number two, hopefully a bit more succinct. I'm walking up across to the hardware store to find a power tool coupling between a roof nail and a my power tool seems the way to do it. It's got a little bit of period, and you're blessed that the very first version of this podcast it was rather awful, and hopefully this will be a better quality recording. So it'll be a while. Sorry, there's someone looking at me doing a podcast. At night you can podcast all you like, and no one really cares. Well, no, it's, I must admit, I think in my entire time, for hours and hours of podcasting, I've only ever really walked past, say, 10 people. No one that I've particularly known. Now, at the moment, I was given, walked up to this person, he passed me a 2 terabyte disc. And I thought, oh, 2 terabyte. I thought it'd at least be the size of a little novel. But no, this is now sort of eye-wateringly small, like a very small chocolate box. And on there contains all of Glenbrook's stuff. And I'm uploading it to the internet as we speak now. And obviously this is going to take an hour. Well, hours, days to upload through our internet link, but it will just mean that all the files are up there on the internet ready to go, and it's just a matter of sort of setting things up such that your files, I really want it to have it such that you can just upload photographs. So I'll get the HTML and set it up, and the site's just tucked in the subdirectory of the Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute, glenbrookinstitute.org, and / history, and now they're filing up. So if you go there, you'll see a few things. Now, there's another thing is I had to go to my shed. I've got four all up. Screens, and they don't have a screen up at the little old historic scout hall, or guard hall as it is. It used to be the RSL hall back after, in the 50s. And so, ideal. I've got a screen. We'll put it up there, and I'll give them a general gist about where the files are, what's on the internet, what's happening, and how you can access it and put the various things up. Set up the the touch screen. Mobile phone Gizzo, based on the sort of the new maths I've discovered. It's sort of a bit strange in a way, because you've discovered all this type of stuff, and it does work. It's all new, and the gist is that there's some sort of really, there's multiple stories going through. Who knows which is the one that you'd back? There's the stroke stuff. There's also the corrupt people who just want to get on with being corrupt, and they're not. It's sort of like potluck. It's like lucky dip. Who they get rid of, that person might be valuable. The idea might be valuable. It might not be. And most times, it's not. It really doesn't really have a devastating effect on who they get rid of. But in this case, I've got the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. This is mathematics, which fuse English language and maths together in the form of an app. Put it on a mobile phone, ideally set up for this. Now, to show it, I'll get my mobile phone and plug it into my data projection. I may as well leave my data projector there, and we can possibly have film evenings there on the data projector, and I'm sure the oldies would like to get some nibbles and have something that goes out. Now it's really good with Dennis in terms of he sort of gets the idea of professional management, or the MBA and training and all that type of stuff, minus the fig jam, fuck I'm great, just ask me aspect of it. So the sort of the idea of perhaps what I'm best is coaching and support, and in this case we're looking at the way of engaging with schools and stuff like that, and the overall idea is that you actually have on the long run societies and things like that aren't set up for basically a wanker to go up and sell something and sell the idea, and everyone says yes, I'm going to invest. It's a much more subtle and slow piece where they listen, and then they can ask a question at the level of comprehension, and you can say yes, well, this is how it happens. And so the general idea is that we start off over all these activities and we just knock them over a little by little, not overstretching us, within our capacity, but they've got long term big aims. Now the short term aim is to have dress up facility for primary school, kindergarten, toddlers up can dress up, and that means there's got to be dress ups provided, laundering and stuff like that, but it's also stored available to primary schools, and the primary schools develop plays about the history of Glenbrook, and sort of little plays, say, perhaps not gas warfare, but say the aircraft which crashed here, different things about trains, dramas about trains, and the cattle rustlers, and all that type of all the things, little kiddie plays, and then they're produced, written down in a portfolio which is sort of handed down the generations for the schools to perform, and then YouTube outtakes of the different plays where there's interest in it, but then interviews with the actual people. So the actual person is giving their sort of high value bit, but the huge legwork of putting the story together in a way that's comprehensible is done. Now, in the back of this, for this to go, eventually you're going to have a a video production station accessible to the schools and stuff like that, where they can just work on this, and sort of the brilliant thing. Hello. Yeah. So the brilliant thing with this is that I really wish I quite fully understood why my podcast didn't work last time. The brilliant thing of this is that the Historical Society is a guest of the education department, and it makes sense, or it's no, you don't have to write an excursion notice for kids to leave a school and go to the school. It's still part of the school, so they can come over there, and if they want to edit and create. And essentially what's happening a bit is that the material isn't being held long enough to accumulate, be condensed, edited. It's just streamed. All right, what's happening here? What are you doing?
Oh, we're doing the graffiti on the fence.
Oh, I know you. From the Scouts.
That's right.
All right.
Now, what can I? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Blood oath. And
that's where we're
at. Oh, and you've cleaned it up.
Well, we've already had a go at it. We put more chemical on it. Gone and done some other jobs, and now we come back to give a final spray, get rid of the chemical, see whether we can take the white off.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you'll eventually will pick the people up, you photograph it, and
that's already been done. All the photographs go to the police station.
All right, so they must have a great amount of time, and so they eventually do catch the people.
Oh, yeah, we caught one boy, 15 and a half he was, over 200 charges. He ended up with only 166 because he pleaded not guilty. So the cop just took off those that he'd have to fight, you know, but the others were either on his phone or he's definitely his. And
amazing. Okay, well, good luck. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
If you want to join the team
of clean-up people.
Yeah, we're only volunteers, we don't get paid for it.
Look, I'm in the volunteer S, you know.
SES?
Oh, no. I'm off work at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But a man of leisure and all that type of stuff.
Therefore, you should have time.
I'll definitely think about it.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. The thing is,
this is podcasting. This is a shotgun microphone.
Okay.
So, I'm just actually going up to find a drill bit. This is the international audience of about 80 people listening to me, and I was just podcasting about the Glenbrook Historical Society, and I'm sort of doing this software and that type of stuff. Stuff for them. That's my specialty, and so I'm doing all the podcasting because I've had the brain things, and so you've got to learn to speak. Mm. And shut me up eventually. But you're just here. So what got you into it? Oh, I'll put this point roughly at you. Say hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Okay, that's the international audience that's in that. So look, I might do it. Yeah. There you go.
Well, the thing is, there's not all that much work to do because we've almost got rid of it. Totally out of the whole of the mountain.
You've actually won.
We've won. This guy came through here, or what? It might have been two. There could have been three guys, because all these tags are from 3 or 4 years ago. So we reckon either one of them has come through doing everybody's tag, or all three tags, or all three have walked through doing it. They did it from what road down the bottom of Glenbrook? One that comes from the highway. Anyway, the road down there, all the way up to Ruston Road. I think there were 38 tags.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was a one night thing. We haven't seen the tags since.
And the same paint can, is it?
Yeah, well, he had the red and the blue and the white. So that was just a...
And so you've basically broken the back.
And I don't reckon any new kids in the area. We've got one boy at the high school doing a tag, but I've only seen it twice.
So
we're trying to get the message through to him with our tags. Have you seen our tags?
Yeah.
No, hang on, we've got to get one out. There you go, that's our tag.
All graffiti in this area is photographed and given to the Blue Mountains Police. Amazing.
So they're at school. I go through the toilets every weekend.
Yeah.
And that's where we find them. And the teachers look after the classrooms. So the beauty of what we've done, I reckon there's no local kids doing it at the moment. on the streets anyway, and therefore they're not going to end up with a criminal record.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it really is. It's very rewarding to get in on getting.
But you still need volunteers, do you?
Yeah, well, what we need volunteers for, because if we've, there's nine of us on the list, on our group.
It's the Lyell Mountains.
Yeah, there's probably only, what, five of us that are really active. But we don't mind because the government like numbers.
All right.
But the other thing is, if anything happened to us, well, at least they know what they're doing, or they've done it.
Or to hand on,
down the line. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So you might only come out once a year or something like that.
That's the whole succession. Historical Society, pretty old. RSL.
Yeah, policy, that's right.
Pretty old. Yeah. And they're suddenly going, oh, succession, what goes on?
Yeah.
Succession planning, yeah.
So, I'll definitely think so. I just Google Blue Mountain graffiti.
Well, no, I can bring you a form. I'll give you a form.
Okay.
Time the scouts and you can take it.
Yeah. You won't be in. That's part of the job. It's recruiting anyone who walks past.
We need more. So have you got press for enough to do?
Oh, yeah, we'll get everyone. Why not? What? All right.
Give you that because the idea of the magnet is that this covers a whole mountain. So you see one tag, if you found that number, and you can tell your friends, you know, but if you found that number, then that goes to the hotline at Hazelbrook, and they pass it on to either us or Katoomba, and we go out and deal with it. And even if there's a tiny little one at the top, there's one guy, he's now been arrested, but he was doing NOSC, and he'd do tiny little ones. You know, and even on the traffic lights, you do NOSC on the, or quite a few of them do it, NOSC on top of the button thing.
And what does NOSC mean?
Oh, that's his tag, NOSK. Right. Don't know what it means, but he probably doesn't know himself. But yeah, so the idea, his idea is, I wonder how long that will stay there before he's found it. So it's like a game.
All right, can't
you know, but he's done a tag, but he wants to make sure it stays there, so he does it small. Because normally they do these big ones so everybody can see them, you know.
And they're gone.
And that's their glory.
So how long has this lasted for?
Oh, that's been there. Actually, that's been there a couple of weeks now. And that was July the 28th, that one.
Right? Oh, right.
So we haven't come quick enough. It's very hard to get off now. It's really soaked in and been
soaked in the water.
You know, the sun's set it in. And, yeah.
It really upsets the kids that if we get to it within a couple of days or even the next day, they really get annoyed. Well, I've got all the trouble doing it, to be able to point out to the mates, and suddenly it's gone.
And I think my favourite story there was the substation here up here in Blackson. I turned up on a Saturday morning because it's railway property. I've got a sneak. I can go in with a key now, but I used to have to sneak in. And I turned up, and there was these two railway guys. I said, "Oh, look," and I have a railway vest, so I've got a railway vest on. And I said, "Oh, you can let me in." "Oh, sorry, mate. No." And the other guy said, "No, let him in." And the guy said, "Mate, that wasn't there yesterday afternoon when we were here, but the day before they'd actually done all the outline of the whole thing. It was a wall, you know, that big long brown wall facing the railway track." Yeah. Hello. We're in the way actually.
Hi. Yeah. I'm just getting the graffiti story. So they're looking for volunteers to
you want to be a volunteer?
They've broken the back of graffiti. The graffiti rings in the mountains.
I did one around the corner from
there is one.
Oh, I did one the other day.
You did one. I'll photograph it. We'll put on police computer.
Alright.
So I was just seeing the story of the great graffiti. Was it? Victory. Your great victory.
We've certainly won the war.
Yeah.
All of these were done by one guy or two or three guys on one night. And they did it from the other end of Glenbrook all the way through to Ruston Road. Yeah. 38 tags.
38 charges, as we expect. Is that
38 charges,
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll go away. Where it helps.
Just a quick finish on that story.
Yep.
This is a story up at the Flaxton.
Sorry, I'll see you later.
He said they'd done the outline, but on Friday night they come in and done all the colouring in, the whole thing was all beautifully coloured in.
Yeah.
And I turned up Saturday morning, 8:30 or 7:30. Whole wall was brown within an hour. And the bastards would have come back saying, "Oh no, gone already."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Anyway,
well,
all right.
keep us safe. All right, see you. So I don't know how that's gone completely cancelled, but the idea here is that with a slow, just a very quiet start, I've just a few dress ups, the systems of cleaning it and recycling it, we focus on a very small sliver thing, and that is providing resources of the dress ups and the stories, perhaps some backdrops and props for it, and the basic story, and we actually build it from a basic a small thing to a sort of cultural phenomenon. I'm just going to switch this off as I walk up and meet these friends.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.